kick before. It's all there. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try.
Touch the Knights. Hey, here we go.
Newcastle are threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous for the Knights.
Yeah, after a great result on Friday.
Belter
against
result.
The Dragons.
In the rain.
This man was, I guess, integral in that performance. Jack Cogger will be trying to replicate it tomorrow night again as we take on the Roosters. Thanks for joining us, Jack.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No.
Welcome.
The pleasure is all ours. And, yeah, as Ari said, welcome. Welcome back home. Knights Junior. Enjoying being back in Newey?
Yeah, love it, mate. Who doesn't love Newcastle? And we're starting to win some games now, so it doesn't get much better.
Perfect.
Cost of living through the roof as well. You back in with mum and dad at all, or what's the situation?
Plenty of dinner at mum and dad's and the in-laws. So
yeah.
So we have to get our own place after being out for so long, but, yeah, plenty of going back and getting the washing done and eating dinner.
Yeah, nice one.
That's what they're there for.
Save where you can.
Haven't even bought a washing machine, have you?
We'll look forward to tomorrow night's game very soon. But as we look back to last week, oh, my God, it was so wet. Unbelievable conditions. Are you someone who enjoys playing in the rain?
Yeah, I did actually. It was pretty fun. You don't really get to do that too often. Like that was as a kid, as an adult, that was the worst I've ever played in. Like for the full 80 minutes. Like there's been some times where it's rained pretty heavy, but it was torrential for 80 minutes.
I've always said
I've never experienced.
It is like one of the most dramatic things in sport, isn't it? Playing in like pouring down rain, you feel like a completely different superhuman, don't you?
Yeah, that's
well, it's something we don't experience in beautiful Newcastle very often either.
That's right.
So like it's a train, so that.
True.
That's it.
Right, yeah. It really does. That, like, even the wind that you get, I've noticed that in Newcastle. When the wind's up coming off the ocean, it can be pretty windy. So not only was the rain a bit of a thing to deal with last week, the northerly that was coming over that family hill was something else to deal with.
Yeah, hate to be a kicker. Another thing that came out of last week's game, a lot made online about the Millie Boyle Bradman Best interview in the sheds after. Now, obviously they're friends and, you know, there's not much to it, but have you guys been giving him a hard time in the sheds or what's going on?
Well, that's just Braddy all the time. He's never got a shirt on. Standard for us.
Yeah, if you go into his like bedroom, you open up the drawers. Yeah, socks. Yeah, undies. Shirt drawer empty, and then it just goes straight to shorts. Plenty of them. That sort of situation.
Yeah, that's Bradman.
Yeah. Back to you though, Jack. Obviously, you've signed a 3-year contract with the club at the end of last year. How has your start personally to the season been with the side?
Yeah, well, I came in and started off the interchange bench, playing a bit of hooker, just through, you know, Jaden Brayley, one of our skippers, wasn't fit in time for round one, so I played that role and then played a bit of halfback and now in the number six the last week and will be this week as well. So, yeah, it's been, I wouldn't say unsettling, it was kind of always the plan, but, yeah, probably as a team, the way we started with a couple of losses wasn't the ideal start, but yeah, in general, I've been pretty, let's not say happy because we haven't won all those games, but yeah, it's been a good transition back to the club.
Yeah, confidence.
Well, you did win, you know, last Friday. Hopefully you win tomorrow night. And then after that, you got 10 days off. If you do win, is there a chance to sneak a few beers at any point? 10 days off? What are the club rules?
Yeah, we'll go for the win. It's normally, yeah, you got to win. That's a bit of a
number one rule, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get through that, and then, yeah, I'm sure we'll have a few
celebratory lagers.
Maybe a mid-strength.
Yeah,
a midi of mid-strength, eh?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah.
Well, best of luck tomorrow night, mate. Like we said, they're at McDonald Jones Stadium. They're playing the Roosters. Blockbuster, get your tickets and fill out the stadium. Show the boys your support. Cheers, mate.